Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Wednesday the 12th of February. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. This week, we're asking the question, is it possible to change? With reflections on Paul's letter to the Colossians. And today we reflect on another great Bible truth, which is this. A God-changed life is a better life because Jesus is Lord. Our readings, Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 to 12 from the Message Bible. You can hear it at the end of the reflection. And our focus verse today is verse 10, which says this. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. A reflection for today. The verse I've just read you comes at the end of a warning Paul gives this growing Colossian church. He says, beware of false teachers who, I quote verse 8, try to dazzle you with their big words and intellectual double talk. And you know, there's still plenty of that around in the church today. Over many years as a church leader, I have seen the church in our nation lose its confidence in Christ and dilute his gospel message by listening to, yes, big words and intellectual double talk from what Paul would call false teachers. And as Christians, we've negated our responsibility to present Jesus to our nation, and in particular to our young people who see church as boring and irrelevant. An ineffective church is the outcome of a liberal gospel. However, there is hope. There's always hope. And Paul goes on to say this to the readers then and to us today. This is verses 9 through 10. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Paul is referring to a specific issue which was causing disturbance in this church community in Colossae. Some were saying that men still needed to be circumcised to be a follower of Jesus, as was the Jewish tradition. For us today, this sounds very obscure, even silly. But this was a real issue for Paul's listeners. And he makes it very clear again, as he did earlier, that to be a Christian, all you need is Christ in your life. It's not Christ plus something else. The sign of belonging to Jesus is baptism. Paul says this, going under the water was a burial of your old life. Coming up out of it was a resurrection. God raising you from the dead as he did Christ. Baptism is an outward sign of this God-received better life. It says this, I'm a Christian. I'm for Jesus. I am his disciple. Baptisms at STC are very powerful times. I love to see children of believing parents being baptized, to see their grown-ups making real promises to live a God life on their behalf and trusting Jesus for their spiritual growth. I then love to see the church family and their reaction as they're sprinkled with the font waters as we walk among the gathering to remind them of their own baptism. And I love to see adults being baptized by full immersion in our tank, hearing their God stories of how Jesus has changed them before they go under the water and come up again, resurrected. Literally thousands of adults have been in our tank over the past 40 years or so. It's amazing. These really are powerful moments in the life of our STC family. So, Paul says, we receive Christ, we are baptized, and then this amazing gift that Jesus gives as we say yes to him, and it's verse 10, his power extends over everything. And that means over you. The power of heaven is released into our lives. Four verses earlier, in verse 6, Paul says this, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. And we've seen throughout this week's reflections already that real godly and good change comes only through Jesus Christ. When I say yes to him, he becomes Lord of my life. The word Lord is not a term we use frequently today. If we do, we get a picture of older people in Westminster dressed in fine robes in the House of Lords, but we're not quite sure who they are and what they do. But in Paul's time, the word Lord was a powerful term because your Lord gave you protection and provision and allowed you to live in peace because his power extended over you and your family. In other words, mess with me and you mess with my Lord. And Jesus wants us to know this. That's why he left us his prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Remember, give us today our daily bread, provision. Deliver us from the evil one, protection. Forgive us our sins, peace. Because he provides and protects and gives us peace every day, we can be free from crushing anxiety and worry because Jesus is our peace. This has been the reality for Tricia and I over many, many years of following the Lord Jesus. Yes, we still worry at times. We're human. We're bound to. But it's not an anxiety that dominates our life and dictates our future. Why? Because in the challenges and battles of life, we have known and still know every day Jesus as our Lord. Remember this. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Hallelujah. Here's a prayer for today. Jesus Christ, I proclaim you Lord of my life this day. Thank you for your provision, your protection, and your peace this day. Whatever this day brings, I know your power extends over me and those I love. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 to 12 from the Message Bible. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God gets expressed in him, so you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Entering into this fullness is not something you figure out or achieve. It's not a matter of being circumcised or keeping long lists of laws. No, you're already in. Insiders, not through some secretive initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone through for you, destroying the power of sin. If it's an initiation ritual you're after, you've already been through it by submitting to baptism. Going under the water was a burial of your old life. Coming up out of it was resurrection, God raising you from the dead as he did Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore. Every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out. Great are you. give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing.
Great.